Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yeah, I need to cancel my account.
I completely understand. Let me pull up your account first so we can look into it. Can I get your business phone number?
My business what?
Your business phone number.
502-407-0840.
All right, and your first and last name?
Stephen Lanning, L-A-N-N-I-N-G.
And your business name too, Stephen?
Third Dog Inspections, LLC.
All right, thank you so much. Let me just pull up your account. While I do that and while I look into it, can you tell me why you wanted to discontinue?
Yeah, it just hasn't been very effective, and I'm hiring a local person to run my website for me now. And they're just a little more affordable as well.
Completely understand that. What, you mean just a website, not the full SEO?
She's going to do it all for me, but right now she's just doing the website and she's doing the SEO optimization. But she's, if I want to do, I think y'all were doing like Facebook ads for me. I might do that with her in the future, but I don't know yet.
Okay, let me just go further check. Hold on. All right, thank you so much for staying on the line. And Stephen, now you mentioned it has to be really effective. But I noticed some numbers when it comes to your dashboard. Are these not good calls that you've been getting so far?
Yeah, so initially you all gave me a tracking number and that was malfunctioning. And it was just every time I answered it would just lose the call.
Okay.
So y'all took the tracking number off, and since I had most of the calls through the tracking number were like robo calls anyways, but I think there were some real ones I just didn't receive. And then y'all took the tracking number off, and I've gotten no calls. And then I got a few Facebook ads I've reached out to, but every one of them was I'm a home inspector, so people that are usually hiring me are buying a new home, and all the Facebook ads I was receiving were people looking for places to rent. So they just weren't really, you know, what I was looking for.
I totally understand that. But when it comes to, marketing as well, it does really take time. So initially, as part of the results that you will be getting, you know, that you will be getting spam calls or telemarketer calls, because that is when you initially show up, and most of the time you're not yet highly optimized. That is why you tend to get all those kinds of calls. But one thing to note here that I really would like to let you know is that you're already on the first page of the map section of Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's been, I'm not saying y'all haven't done anything. Like, I definitely moved up in my Google rating, but all my ratings have been people that I've done inspections for outside of you guys. Like, I haven't gotten a job from you all yet. I do think that my Google rating moved up and my website looked better, but what she's showing me, I think, looks even better, and it's a lot cheaper.
Okay.
So, and it's a local person, so I just want to use a local business, so.
I completely.
I appreciate the effort, but I'm not really going to change my mind.
I do get your point. But how about this instead? I've got two things I would like to discuss with you. So first, If you're really looking for, or if you're really looking to get leads, like I'll say quality leads or good leads that you can convert to jobs, I would highly recommend you sign up with what we call the Google Verify program instead. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I'm not interested in doing anything else. I just want to close my account.
All right. Oh, I get it. Or rather than closing or, you know, like fully closing the account, how about you put it on pause for now? You can actually put it on pause for a maximum of 6 months even. This would actually allow you to make comparisons, to go over numbers and to go over how it's going to be with the local marketing compared to what we're doing. And within that 6 month time frame, you're not going to be paying us anything, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I just want to close it.
But your account is going to be good up until the 6th of May since you just recently paid.
Yeah, no, I know that. I mean, I guess keep it until the 6th of May. That's fine. But can I make it to where it doesn't auto-pay again? Like, it's closed after the 6th of May, which is what I already paid for?
I do get your point. Well, what we can do for that is I'll give you a call 3 days before the 6th of May to finalize your request to get something new.
I don't want to do that. I want to close it now. I don't want it to withdraw again. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's... Well, what do you mean lose jobs?
What's that?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? You don't want it to...
I don't want to pay another $300. Like, the next time this comes up, I don't... Like, right now, it's on an auto withdrawal, which I agree to, and I'm fine with. I want to stop that. I want to close it and make it that not happen again.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to call you in, like, 2.5 weeks and do that.
Yeah, well, yes, that is a reason why I will be giving you a call, not you will be giving us a call. So we'll do that. We'll schedule a call with you. We'll get in touch with you to go over your request and complete the process. So that you
and if I don't have that call, then it would withdraw again, correct?
Well, definitely no. That's the reason why this is going to be scheduled. In cases, let's say, for example, we don't reach you within that 3-day time frame that we mentioned, we will not bill your account for sure. You can take my word for it.
So you're saying that if you want to schedule a call with me in a few weeks, that's fine. I'm probably not going to answer, but if I don't answer that call, I still won't get billed again. I'll never get another bill from Local Splash, is what you're saying.
I would say yes to that.
After that call in 2 weeks.
Yes. If we don't
reach I want that call in 2 weeks to be this call, though. I want to just be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
like, I don't want to have to talk to y'all again to get it to not withdraw me.
Yes, I totally understand. It's just that I wanted to go over it with you I want you to make it the month that you pay for, especially that we put in money to run Facebook ads to at least use it. And then we'll go ahead, get in touch with you 3 days before the 6th of May. So we will have 3 days to get in touch with you. If we don't reach you and you do not answer, we will make sure to stop billing. Okay?
Okay, so if I don't answer and we don't talk again, the billing will stop, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine then.
All right, so I'll go ahead and get that set up, and we'll still look forward to getting in touch with you, okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, if you want to reach out, that's fine. I just want to make sure I wasn't going to get billed again if I didn't answer the phone.
I totally understand that. I'll make sure it's not going to happen.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, anything else I can help you? Steven?
No, that's everything. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of
your day. You too. Thanks.